Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, class, take your seats. It's that time once again for Roman's College of Country Knowledge on US 99 with your host, Dougie Style.
I got the five questions right here. They're all written down, ready to roll. Want to say thanks to Bill Stasek at Chevy. And also, hey, let's do it. Good morning, Southside, to John. How you doing, John?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. So if you beat me this morning, $250 will be going from our bank to your bank.
All right, let's do it.
All right, what would you do with all that money, John?
I don't know, maybe get another football fantasy league.
Yeah, it's money well spent, buddy.
Kick him out of the studio. Let's get you paid, bro. Come on.
All right, see you, Roman.
Five questions. Whoever gets the most correct is going to be the winner. All ties are going to Roman. John, fingers crossed. So many more football fantasy leagues you want to join. You ready?
Yep, let's do it.
This female country music singer starred in the 2004 remake of The Stepford Wives, along with Nicole Kidman, Matthew Broderick, Bette Midler, Christopher Walken, and Glenn Close. Who am I talking about?
I have no clue. I'm going to go with Faith Hill.
John, that was an amazing guess. Randy Houser announced that his next album, Magnolia, is going to be released on November 2nd. Houser had a hit song talking about running out of what?
Moonlight.
Cam posted an Instagram pic making fun of herself after this happened at a recent photo shoot. What was it?
I don't know that one.
Dustin Lynch was one of the many artists that were surprisingly missing from this year's CMA nominations. Lynch had two number one singles from his recent album. They were Seeing Red and what other song?
Oh, I can't remember it.
And let's close it out this morning. Come on, John. Think football all fantasy. Right. Football fantasy. Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood recently announced that they're working with this charity group to help build at least 20 houses and raise enough money to build 40 more. What charity group is it?
I don't know. I wasn't ready for this today.
Let's be Roman back in the studio. Have you not had your coffee yet, John?
No, I haven't.
All right, let me break it down. Question number one, you got right. Question number two, you got right. Three, four, five, not even close.
But he's got to join another fantasy league. Come on.
I know. All right, well, then only get one right this morning so he can join. This female country music singer starred in the 2004 remake of The Stepford Wives, along with Nicole Kidman, Matthew Broderick, Bette Midler, Christopher Walken, and Glenn Close. Who was it?
Oh, man. I don't know. 90s country star?
I've never seen this movie, by the way. I don't think I've ever even heard of it before.
A 90s country star. Would it be Reba or Dolly Parton?
Faith Hill.
That was my third choice.
All right.
John got that one right. So, John, you're up 1-0.
All right.
Randy Houser announced that his next album, Magnolia, is going to be released on November 2nd. Houser had a hit song talking about running out of what?
Running out of moonlight.
Yeah. All right. John got that one right, and that's where it ended. So you got a one-question lead, John, going into 3, 4, and 5. Cam posted an Instagram pic making fun of herself after this happened at a recent photo shoot. What was it?
Her pants split in half.
John, how did you not see that? Her booty is hanging out.
Because John's respectful. He's a gentleman.
Yeah, right. John is going to Instagram right now as we speak. All right, we're all tied at 2 going into question number 4. Dustin Lynch was one of the many artists that were surprisingly missing from this year's CMA nominations. Lynch had two number one singles from his recent album. They were Seeing Red and what other song?
Small Town Boy.
Yeah.
Yes. I shouldn't have been pointed out.
All right, let's close it out. You're down a couple now. Garth and Trisha, they recently announced that they're working with this charity group to help build at least 20 houses and raise enough money to build 40 more. What charity group is it?
That's a hard question. Faith Hill.
No. Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, that was my second choice.
A great thing that Garth and Trish are doing, but hey, it doesn't matter at all. John, we apologize. You don't get to join another fantasy football league.
I'll come up with it somehow.
But you do get to go see our guy Jake Owen at the Sears Center.
All right, that's my favorite honor.
There you go, man. We'll close out our game this morning, and you get to see Jake.
All right, this is John from Chicago, and I just walked out of Roman's College of Country Knowledge.
Want to take Styles and Roman's money?
We're rich!
Email mornings at us99.com to play Roman's College of Country Knowledge on US 99.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.